questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear believers, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, wherever you are, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we're trying to pose and answer some questions and doubts that comes to us on Islamic beliefs. The question that we are going to talk about today is about Salat or prayer. For that, we have invited a respected scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, to help us with the answers to the questions that we pose here. Before I pose the question, I'd like to welcome Sheikh Murtada to the show and say salam to him. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us, Sheikh, to have you here, and many thanks for accepting the invitation. In this very show, we are trying to talk about a doubt or misconception which was posed and sent to us on the functionality of religion, specifically Islam. The question says that Islam is an old religion and it has been revealed and sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his prophet when? 14 centuries back. So it is going to be recommended for that time, not the time that we are in, not the time of technology. The time that people were using, let's say, horses and camels for their transports, and now we have airplanes and we have many different, better devices to use, whether for our transport or for communication, whatever we need in our today's life. So Islam was good for that time, but not for today, and it does not respond to all the needs and requests of a person in our today's life. What can be the answer for such doubt, Sheikhana? Are we really in problem in finding some solutions for the doubts or misconceptions, or in any case, for our problems in our today's life with Islamic teachings? But we see that we can find the answer for everything, not only in all the, let's say, hadith and narrations, but in the Quran itself. When we follow the Quranic rules, and they are actually looked as they have been set for our today, we see that it is still working. So what is the source of this doubt? And is this doubt really applicable to any kinds of life or, let's say, mentalities? I would be grateful if you let us know about the answer.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, I mean, this question can be answered from different perspectives, and it needs a lot of time to explain all the Islamic laws and how they are relevant to our today's life. But to answer this question, they claim that Islam is related to 14 centuries ago. And now with all today's technologies, it should not be followed anymore. I would like to give a couple of examples to ask this question, that why this is only mentioned about the religion of Islam and not about other philosophies, and why it is only mentioned about our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and not about some other great people.
Yeah.
The first example that I would like to mention is that the philosophy and ethics of Aristotle.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he lived many centuries before our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. But still today, his books are taught in, most prestigious universities of the world. And even in our time, which is known as the postmodernism, in some of the universities, even in the United States, they have come to this conclusion that we need to go back to the ethics as mentioned by Aristotle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some, I mean, new schools supported by people like Charles Taylor and Michael Sandel. And, I mean, they are preaching the ideas of Aristotle again. Now, the question is that why the theories of Aristotle can be applied today and not the teachings of Islam? What is the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So when, it requires that they have a kind of, prejudice against the religion of Islam. So it's not only a matter of time. If it is a matter of time, Aristotle lived many centuries before our prophet. So why you are continuing to study, his philosophy, his ethics, and so on and so forth. When it comes to some great poets, still we see that the poems of Hafez, the Iranian great poet, Rumi, Sa'di, they are studied not only by the Persian scholars, but by many Western scholars.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the difference? I mean, if one may argue that the value of the poets of poems of Hafez, Rumi, Sa'di belong to many centuries ago, and now we have all these technologies, we do not need them anymore. So no one will, pay attention to such argument. The same is true about, some Western poets like Goethe, for example. Still today, all his works are studied in the prestigious universities of the world.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
One may argue that, Shakespeare's novel belonged to many centuries ago, and we need to put all of them aside. Why still, with all these technologies, we are continuing to study and read the novels of Shakespeare?
So whatever is old is not basically necessarily bad.
Yeah, that's the point, that they just mentioned the fact that Islam belongs to 14 centuries ago, and now we have all these technologies.
Yeah.
So it's a fallacy. To prove this fallacy, I just mentioned these examples to say that for other people, you do not pay attention to the gap of time, like the gap of our time and the time of Aristotle.
Mm-hmm.
And also when it comes to especially some of the people who are supporters of so-called archaism, they try to bring about an alternative for the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some of them mention Cyrus or Kurosh, as it's pronounced in Persian language,
yeah.
Or Zartosht.
Zarathustra.
Yeah. Now the question is that which one of them lived before the other, Cyrus or our prophet, peace be upon him, and his family? So when it comes to our prophet, they mention this gap of time. But when it comes to Cyrus, who lived, many centuries before our prophet, they say that we need to follow his instructions. And not only that, we have the laws, which are famous as the Hammurabi's laws nowadays are famous, although it belongs to so many centuries ago. But they refer to that, and no one argues that, they are for many centuries ago, and now we have all these technologies. Just let me give you another example. When it comes to the famous thinker of the East, and that is Confucius, when it comes to him, still today, people are quoting his statements, and some people, they are following his instructions, or even Buddha. Many people are following his instructions when it comes to meditation. And no one mentions that, they lived many centuries ago, and today we have all these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So my point, which is my first point, is that it seems that there is something, I mean, they have a problem with the religion of Islam and not with the teachings of Islam. Otherwise, what they mentioned can be applied to many other people, like, as I mentioned, Hammurabi, Aristotle, Cyrus, Confucius, Buddha, and so on and so forth. But no one is mentioning, these arguments against these people and their teachings.
Very rational, thank you.
So this is the first one that I would like to mention. And the second point is that, what is Islam all about? Islam, I mean, mainly is about some beliefs, some ethical rules, and some, religious rules. Although we do not have time to, explain all of them one by one, but it's like a person mentions that 2 + 2 = 4 was, applicable at the time of Adam.
And but nowadays, it doesn't work today.
It doesn't work today because we have all these technologies. No, it's not the case for, a scholarly statement. Yeah. When it comes to, for example, medicine, we know that we have so many discoveries today, but no one comes to mention that the discoveries of people in the 5th century, all of them are worthless because they were related to a couple of centuries ago. When it comes to astrology and other sciences, when it comes to mathematics. So our point is that we should not think that if something, a statement, a premise, is related to some centuries ago, it doesn't work anymore because of this gap of time. No. So Islam is mainly about La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. So we prove that this world requires a creator, and that is God, and he is only one. And the other attributes which are mentioned, and they are proved by our intellect. So this is an intellectual argument. Which
it's
works.
Not about what a person tastes or likes or dislikes.
Exactly.
It is something like, it is being said that Islam is, or religion in itself, is the most certain, even in comparison to mathematics. The most certain knowledge, and let's say branch of knowledge or sciences, is the knowledge of theology. Even in comparison to mathematics, it is being said that the knowledge or the science of theology is even more certain and accurate. So, because it talks about the whatever is certain, the certainties of people are going to be put in front of him to see if La ilaha illallah is a true word or not. Mm-hmm. So if it worked in the past, so it can work even today. Thank you very much for the explanation,
so
Sheikh.
Islam says that you have no right to follow the religion of Islam blindly. Rather, you need to apply your reason to come to this conclusion that there is only one God. And the same is true about the fundamental beliefs as well. When it comes to ethics, all the moral instructions of Islam are applicable today. You cannot find even one moral instruction by Islam and then claim that, no, it was related to 14 centuries ago, and today with all these technologies, we do not need them anymore. The same is true about the religious laws and so on and so forth. So to put it in a nutshell, the first point is that, unfortunately, many people who argue against Islam, they neglect or they do not refer to the same arguments when it comes to other great people in the history of human beings. I mentioned a couple of examples like Aristotle. And great poets, for example, and Cyrus or Confucius, Buddha, and so on and so forth. So it seems that, it's not a problem with the teachings of Islam. Their main problem is with the religion and with the personality of our Prophet, peace be upon him. And second of all, the other point was that the teachings of Islam, we need to pay attention to the teachings of Islam. Yes, one may argue that the teachings of a specific school were related to that time and place.
Yeah.
But when we examine the teachings of Islam in terms of theology, morality, and religious laws, we can argue that nothing has been changed. 2 + 2 = 4. There is no God but Allah is exactly like that, or as you mentioned, even that can be considered as more certain than that as well.
Okay, thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and answers to the question and about the functionality of the religion of Islam in our today's era and life. Inshallah, we shall get back to you, dear brothers and sisters, with another doubt or misconception to be answered. And from among your questions, even. And you are invited to send your questions to our show with this email address, englishradio@irib.ir. All of your questions are warmly welcomed. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.